Back here on Downtown, I don't know, it was one day enough to celebrate Eric Meehan's birthday. I mean, not in my mind. That's why we've got him here on the day after for Message in the Bottle. Hello, Eric.
I was going to say, what are you going to go with? Like, they say it was your birthday. I'm sorry I missed it. It's all right. Hey, a year older, I feel exactly as wrecked as I did 2 days ago.
Aging.
I tell you what. I feel great, actually. Yesterday, I got I had a great birthday. The first part was kind of rocky. But as this is Downtown with Rich Kimble, I'm going to throw props to our city council and city staff and the hard work of our executive director, Betsy Lundy. The Downtown Bangor Partnership finally got the city to fund, along with us, the Street Plus program that we've been advocating for years. So that was a nice birthday present, I must say. And as Deb Laurie and I joke, she's our city manager, by the way, name dropping. Fingers crossed, because I don't want people to have a reason to say, "Well, you're all idiots." honestly, that's at least as far as I go. That's the truth. I don't want to be exposed as such. But yeah, so no, that was such a nice birthday present, as was the victory of our little league team. So it was just, which is where I was. I had to be at the ball field, and Betsy had to text me and say, "Hey, we won," which was awesome. So thank you to everybody involved in all that process. And yes, I'm 46 now, and as you get older, and Rich, you probably know this, you think things couldn't get any stupider. And I swear to God, we'll get to wine, but every time I'm on this show, I have to get things off my chest. What I need to get off my chest today is the latest sign that apocalypse is upon us is that Joey Chestnut has been banned from Joey Chestnut, by the way, if anybody doesn't know, is arguably the world's greatest competitive eater. Friend of Downtown. So did you see this? He's been banned from the Nathan's hot dog contest because he endorses, like, you can't make this up. He endorses the sausage made from Beyond Meat.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Impossible Foods. I'm sorry, I have to take it back.
So it wasn't performance enhancers or anything like that. It's just that he's going vegan on them?
He's going vegan. But this is the statement that Major League Eating, which is the thing, again, how many signs of the apocalypse can we have in one statement? This is the statement that they released. Joey Chestnut is an American hero. We would love nothing more than to have him at the Nathan's Famous International Hot Dog Eating Contest, which he has dominated for years. We hope that he returns when he is not representing a rival brand. I don't know how much stupider my life can get, but this is where we're at.
Wow.
I don't know. And today we're going to be talking, when we switched to wine and some of my favorite wines in the world, we're switching to essentially the entire West side of France, because there's quite a bit there. But these people know their sausages, and wouldn't this make them sick? I'm telling you, like, plant-based sausages being represented by the greatest sausage eater of all time.
Wow.
Somewhere there's a bad joke. Anyway, so today we're talking about France's West Side. Not the West Coast per se, but a lot of it has to do with the West Coast. But it's when I say the West, it actually sort of starts to encompass the middle third of the country as well. And bear in mind that a lot of the middle third of the country has no wine whatsoever, at least of note, because it is a very large plateau called the Massif Central. There's a lot of very famous forests where they get oak for barrels, etc., in this area, but it is not heavy wine country. But a lot of the rivers that kind of lead out towards the Atlantic Ocean, etc., start in that area, and they are the sort of the starting grounds of these major valleys that are wine country. So we'll start in the north, and by the north I mean not really the north at all. The Loire Valley is sort of the most northern western wine region in France. Obviously, it does go all the way to the Atlantic Ocean around the city of Nantes, which is where you have the wonderful wine Muscadet, which is tremendous in this time of year. Because honestly, sometimes if you can drink a wine from sort of the place, the similar place than where you're eating, the coast of France up there is very similar to the coast of Maine, and a lot of the sea fare that we get and love to eat goes really wonderfully with this wine. And then as you travel in, the Loire Valley kind of undulates a little bit down, dips down, and then it sort of shoots up towards the city of Orléans, which is directly south of Paris by about 100 kilometers, if you will, maybe 60 kilometers. and then sort of dives down, like I said, and I guess technically I'm going the wrong way because the water is flowing the other way, but it dives down southerly, which is where you find some the region of like Sancerre and some of these other wonderful Sauvignon Blanc regions. Lots of grapes in this area, but what I'd like to do is sort of tie those grapes to the regions to the south of those, and you'll start to see the similarities. Well, the Loire Valley is about, if you're sort of thinking of the palm of your hand as France, the Loire Valley sits about a third of the way down. And then two-thirds of the way down, you have the conjunction of several rivers that, again, flow down from this Massif Central. And you have a couple of interesting wine regions and then one major wine region. So where these two rivers flow down is the Gironde and the Dordogne, and this is the Bordeaux region. And we'll get to Bordeaux in its entirety at some point, but obviously it's the home of incredible red wines. Everybody thinks of Cabernet Sauvignon as the main grape, but actually Merlot is the grape that holds sway down here. But you also do have other grapes like Cabernet Franc, Malbec, which obviously then went on to make its most fame in Argentina. But this is important, the Malbec, especially in the Cabernet Franc, because you do find them up in the Loire Valley as well. So again, a lot of these grapes sort of got their start in these river valleys, which were essentially, you must remember, sort of the highways of commerce back before there were highways. So it stands to reason that a lot of these grapes sort of filtered here and there. And then upstream, you have not only those major rivers that I mentioned, but all these estuaries. I think that's the right word. Tons of wine regions are located upstream from Bordeaux. This is where you find Cahors, which is the home of Malbec. You find regions like Marcillac. And then farther south, you get sort of deeper, richer red wines. The grape Tannat, which is now finding its home in Uruguay. Very unbelievable, almost farmyardy red wines that come from this area. This is also the area, speaking of white wines, where you find the grape Uigny Blanc and Colombard. And this is where the famous distillates, Cognac and Armagnac, are made, in this sort of Bordeaux, the outskirts around Bordeaux, where the land is cheaper and you can grow these very acidic white grapes. So I have completely run out of time, but that is a really quick overview of this area. But fortunately, I think we have enough Tuesdays in June that I can extrapolate a little bit more next week, and that is what I shall plan on doing. But that said, I hope you all are well. Continue to celebrate my birthday week with aplomb. And yes, if anybody has nothing else to do at around 6 o'clock tomorrow, come on out to Bangor West and see what is likely to be our last game of the season, and cheer us on. I'd appreciate it.
Aging like the proverbial fine wine. Eric Meehan, Bangor That's Wine right. and Cheese Company. Thank you, sir. Good luck in your game, and we'll check in next week.
Appreciate that. I'm more like cheese, getting harder and crustier.
That
Be
works
well.
For us, too. Bye-bye. Thanks, Eric. Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the Bottle every Tuesday here on Downtown.